It's 92.9 The Mountain, and it's Friday morning, November 2nd. You are with Jenny and Blake.
It is 7:46 right now, 54 degrees. Today's high, according to Chuck George, 85.
Don in the studio with us for our movie night traffic light. And good morning to you, Don.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Seem to be a lot of big movies hitting the theaters
this
weekend.
Yeah, it's that time of year where, you know, you get close to the holidays and they start bringing out those Oscar maybe buzz movies or the big ones for the kids, things like that. Mm-hmm. So a couple of them this weekend that I'll tell you about. The first one is Martian Child, and it stars John Cusack, and he wants to adopt a son, and the boy that he's thinking of adopting is convinced that he's from Mars. Well, his sister, who's played by Joan Cusack, is pretty skeptical about the whole thing, but his friend, who's played by Amanda Peet, she's actually pretty okay with it, and here's a clip of her telling John what she thinks of the boy.
So, he thinks he's from Mars, you write about Mars, that's great. A little Martian chose you to teach him about being human.
Come on, he came to Earth to document our existence?
Listen, when I was 11 years old, I saw The Sound of Music, and from that moment on, I was convinced I was the Lost Von Trapp sister.
You?
Always waiting for Julie Andrews to turn up with her guitar and get me the hell out of West Covina.
Aww. Yeah, so I guess you can kind of relate or whatever to the boy. So John sets off for the rest of the movie to try to make a safe place for the little kid.
Quick sidebar.
Yes.
Love John Cusack.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, come on.
Okay. Yeah.
Just had to throw that
no,
in.
No, that's okay. You know, Hollywood is kind of doing an interesting thing lately I've kind of picked up on is they're putting
striking.
Real... Besides that.
All the writers.
Yeah. Writers are striking.
You know, there might be a job for me out there now somewhere.
Totally.
They might need a writer that has no idea what they're doing.
He's on in. He's on in there.
Yeah, you write all your own stuff.
Yeah. So, hey, if anybody out there in Hollywood's listening, I am available. Anyway, Hollywood, what they're doing is they're putting real-related people in movies to play their real-related parts, like John and Joan Cusack. And this one, there was the Heartbreak Kid with Jerry and Ben Stiller. And,
that's right.
Yeah, so they're doing that. And, of course, John and Joan, they do a really good job in this, Jenny. I mean, how could they not, really?
They've been in quite a few movies together where they've played siblings.
Yeah, they do really well when they're on the screen together, which is really cool. And the little boy, he's really adorable, and he's just odd enough to think that he might be from somewhere else. You just never know.
Let me ask you before we go any further. Are you in a good mood today?
Well, I'll let you decide.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. And, you know, the movie really brings to the forefront, you know, you got to really consider people and their differences and accept them for who they are or where they might be. But you know what, which is all a really good thing, but what I really, really wanted from this movie, Blake, I didn't get. And I really... Oh, boy.
She's married.
Blake is always on a one-track mind, no matter
Thanks
what
a lot.
Movie we're
Appreciate
talking
it.
About. But anyway, what I really, really wanted was to believe that he could be from outer space. I wanted that Kevin Spacey, K-Pax moment
yes,
where
that's a great
yeah
movie.
That is a great movie
that
where
movie.
You know
you ever seen that
I haven't seen K-Pax.
Yeah, it's really good.
I remember the previews
and they put you in a place where beyond all rational thought you just believe. Well, this movie does not take you there. It doesn't quite get you there. So
so that you really are intended to believe that this is a Martian child.
They don't really you don't really get you there. It's a kind of a thing with the story, I guess, or whatever. So, but it is really heartwarming. There's some sweet moments. It's just not great.
I still believe Kevin Spacey was from
I know.
From outer space.
After all this time, he could... Seriously,
like,
that...
His body was invaded.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is what I
I'm
wanted
serious.
From this movie.
That's a crazy
and it didn't
movie.
Happen. Yeah, that's a cool movie. So
what's the light rating?
So under Movie Night Traffic Light, I am going to rate Martian Child is a yellow.
A yellow.
Yeah.
Proceed with caution.
Yep.
If you're a John Cusack fanatic, though, you should go check it out.
And it is rated PG, so you can take the little kids to it, and it's...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, he's been out of the game for a while. How was his acting? Pretty good?
Good. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. He did a good job. This is a good
love
role for him.
Love him.
All right. Let's talk about the...
Hey, you got a little drool.
Drool
right
coming
there.
Down.
Yeah.
I'm sure I
should
do.
Wipe that.
I'm not surprised.
He's going to go see that movie for sure. Okay. The next one is American Gangster.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this one is directed by Ridley Scott. Now, he's the guy that directed Alien and Black Hawk Down. He has a whole list of movies. He had a lot of award-winning stuff.
He did Top Gun.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he's been around for a while. And it stars, of course, Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe. And it's based on true events from the 60s and 70s in New York City, where a guy who's played by Denzel puts together this huge drug ring, even despite all the mobsters that are in control. And Russell plays the cop that's trying to bring him down. Mm. Well, here's a clip of Russell telling the district attorney what he's found out.
Who's Frank Lucas? Who does he work for? Which family?
He's not Italian. He's black.
Is that supposed to be some kind of a joke? You're this close to the end of your career in law enforcement. You're making jokes.
My investigation indicates that Frank Lucas is above the mafia in the dope business. My investigations also indicate that Frank Lucas buys direct from a source in Southeast Asia. He cuts out the middlemen, and he uses U.S. military planes and personnel to transport pure number four heroin into the United States, and he's been doing so on a regular basis since 1969.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. That was intense.
It is intense. And as you would imagine, any movie about drugs and the mob, it's going to be intense, seedy, and it's violent.
Sure.
And, of course, with the mob involved, at some point, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose.
Mm. So Denzel Washington above the mob.
Above the mob. He puts himself there. It's not like he worked hard to get there. He's a pretty smart dude. And, of course, it's based on a real story. So there was a guy back in the 60s and 70s that really did this. And I have heard all of the Oscar buzz about this movie.
Since it is a true story. I might recommend you just go ahead and give it a great
I know. Just go ahead. Skip right to the end here.
Can you imagine? Movie's terrible. That story's awful.
Boom, boom, boom. Next week, we're like, we lost Dawn.
Well, you know, it's not the actual true story. It's how they told the true story.
I see.
Yeah, okay.
I'll still give it a few.
But Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe, they do an amazing job. I mean, Denzel is this strong black man that's smarter than the mob and is very ruthless. And, of course, Russell is the cop that plays a straight cop who, in a time when most of the cops were dirty, back there. Yeah. So it's really very interesting. And with all of that in mind, my favorite part of the movie was the end. And partly because nobody told me this movie was almost 3 hours long. And I could not believe how long this movie was.
This is one where you have to block out your entire
afternoon.
Yeah, you
do. And
I
guess I didn't realize that.
Well, you can't sum up that kind of story in, 90 minutes, Dawn.
Yes, you can, Blake. Okay. It can be done.
Did you ever see Heat? Heat's one of those.
Yeah.
That's like
Heat
3 hours.
Fantastic.
That's three hours.
But the other reason that this movie, I like the ending, though, is because it's a true story. They tell you what happened to the real people at the end of the story in real life, which is really, really cool. But I think where they went wrong with this movie is Ridley Scott was trying to make this year's version of The Departed, the big mob movie from last year.
Exactly. Fact.
And the similarities are they're both long and they're both about the mob. But this movie is not nearly as action-packed and compelling as The Departed was last year. And there are really, in those 3 hours, some very slow moments, which you know, makes a three-hour movie seem really, really long. And and I think maybe, Blake, it is more of a guy's movie than a girl's movie, and I probably will have to check myself into witness protection program after I say this, but for me, on our movie night traffic light, American Gangster is a yellow.
Okay, so a couple of yellows.
Yeah, you
can
it
make your own
decision.
It
wasn't as great as everybody's talking about.
Just going to put it out there, I give it a green light.
And Blake's going to be my bodyguard all day long.
No, I'm not. Hey, by the way, this is really cool. On USAtoday.com, they list all the movies that are coming out between now and the end of the year. And do you know, I mean, there's some really cool movies. You can see every movie and see a trailer or a clip of each movie. There are 51 movies coming out between now and the end of the year.
It is crazy. They have a lot of big names. There's a Tom Hanks movie. Yeah. Of course, Tom Cruise next week in Lions for Lambs. Yeah. And Vince Vaughn, of course, in Fred Claus and Paul Giamatti.
Perfect. Speaking of Fred Claus, we have the premiere of that movie, which is coming up on Monday night. It's going to be at Elkhorn Mall.
And we have 2 4-packs of tickets right now if you want to check that out. Monday night we have the premiere, and you'll be there
seeing
the movie, so we can talk about it next Friday.
Yep.
Monday night at Elkhorn, we have 2 4-packs of passes right now to the brand-new Vince Vaughn movie, Fred Claus, for callers 9 and 10, 880-9292.
Thanks for being here, Dawn.
Thanks, you guys.